Hello, welcome back to another episode of All Bases Covered,
the podcast helping you navigate the beauty industry and cut through the bullshit. Hello, Lisa.
Hi.
How are you going?
Great. It's rapid pace.
Am I listening to some 1.5 speed? 2.5, 0.5, 1.
Have they cut out all of the pauses weirdly? No, that's just us.
We are ready to go and ready to talk about our gift guide episodes.
Yes. We have questions for you. We rely on these questions to...
We rely on your questions, but our questions for your questions.
Yes.
We all have questions.
Everyone's got questions and now I'm even more confused. We need to ask you.
Dear listeners.
What do you need to ask us?
Yes. So every year, if you're new around here, we do a gift extravaganza ahead of Christmas.
The inaugural gift guide episode.
It is. And everyone seems to do them these days, but we were the originals because we love gifting.
Mm.
We love buying perfect gifts for perfect people, marrying gifts with their owners, their rightful owners.
Yes. So this is how our gift episodes are different to other gift guides you might find. Other gift guides are things that are lovely to gift people, right? People compile a list of things that are holiday appropriate, gift appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
We provide gifts for the people that you need to gift for, because gifts that you might enjoy are a lovely gift to give to other people. Gifts that might be under the gifting tab on a website are generally a lovely gift, but the best gift of all is a gift that is tailored to the intricate details of that person and the things that make them tick, the things that they love, the things that ground them.
We don't love unthoughtful gifting, which is why Lisa's very stressed about our advent calendar, because we cannot humanly tailor this to you guys. I'm sorry. Now I sent her spiraling.
I still think about it at night. Anyway, I really hate generic gifts.
Yep.
Although I do hate the idea of a gift card, I would rather a gift card so that I can buy something that I like, because I feel intense guilt when someone spent money on something for me that I then hate. It's like a weird feeling where...
Same, I get the ick.
Yes, I hate it.
Because Lisa and I both hate responding to presents. Or is it just me?
No, I do and I don't. I just think there's something that I almost find insulting about a bad present, but I also love a good present. Gifts is my love language. My second love language is acts of service.
Yeah.
And so finding out or going on a complicated shopping trip to buy a gift for me is the ultimate thing. Yeah, that's even better,
because then you get to tell someone about all the effort that you went to find their perfect gift.
Exactly.
And that makes it extra special.
Right. Exactly right. If you couldn't just go to the shops and buy it, you had to go and get it shipped from somewhere else and then go and pick it up. That's better.
Mm-hmm.
That's so much better. Anyway, enough about me.
What we want to ask you is, first of all, please send us in all of your people that you need to buy for.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we'll put a question box on our Instagram stories this week. But what we need from you, this is, listen very carefully, dear listeners.
You will be blocked if you say $50 gift for colleague.
Absolutely not. We need to know their name, not really. Their age, not really. But actually, yes, their relationship to you.
Mm-hmm.
How much money you want to spend on them, or a ballpark figure, 50 mm-hmm. to 100, fine. And we need to understand what it is that person likes. Tell us about them. Do they love cooking? Are they a family person? Do they have a weird obsession for taxidermy?
Which we've done before. Are they a cyclist? Do they have 7 dogs? Are they a mum with little to no time to themselves? Are they a keen swimmer?
Yeah.
Random things like that.
Are they the person in your family who always goes to the most effort and you've never done anything to repay them and this is your year?
Mm-hmm. Even things like similar, like such and such loves dinosaur designs, or such and such has a lot of this in her house.
Yes, that's very helpful.
The type of woman that shops at Kate Spade, that kind of stuff, so that we can really stereotype them.
We need to stereotype them, as the only way we can do this and do it successfully for you. We have a very high success rate. Last year, many people bought the gifts that we told them to buy for their family members, which by proxy means that we are Santa, I think.
Now, here's the question. Do you want one gift guide episode from us that's pretty long, that answers obviously quite niche questions, but I feel like you can apply or take bits and bobs from people's unique scenarios and apply them to yours, even if you haven't asked a question?
Yep.
Or do you want one of those and one of a KK situation?
Yeah. In the previous years, we've usually done a gifts for KK, gifts under 50, gifts under 100. And it's generally things that we like and we've got our own Christmas lists. Mm-hmm. And then we do the gifts for other people. But do you feel we need both? We need to know the answer because we have to start preparing.
Yeah.
So on that note, we will do a poll.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like one episode or two episodes? One being only the one where we buy things for other people. The other being
a KK price guide, things that we like edit.
Yes. And then also a question box. Please tell us about the people in your life that you need to buy gifts for.
Mm-hmm.
Feel free to DM us if it doesn't fit in a question box, because that's fine. We need that kind of information.
We do. Yeah. DM us and like answer the question box so that we like can always go back to that story.
But that is helpful.
Send us additional information in the DM so that we can then track it.
Yeah. Great.
I made a spreadsheet last year, which is, if you've met me, very unlike me. My wedding, don't know what time we'll start. Oh, we'll figure it out. Gift guide episode, elaborate spreadsheet. With certain dates, times, and amounts.
And the first week of December will be the gift week.
Yeah.
We have determined.
We hope. Yeah. Let's move into our product trial.
Yes, let's.
This week, we tried the Rare Beauty Stay Vulnerable. What a stupid name. Melting Blush, 5 grams, $36 from Sephora Australia. We tried the shade Nearly Neutral.
Yes, it is a breakthrough, mistake-proof, liquid-like cream blush that melts into a second skin for the most natural-looking flush that you cannot mess up. They're really certain that you can't mess this up. Cruelty-free, dermatologist-tested, water-resistant, vegan, paraben-free, non-comedogenic. It is a one-of-a-kind formula. They come in 5 shades. Yes, they do. And apparently they won't cake, crease, or clog pores.
Okay.
This product comes in the most adorable pink, lilac pink, mauve pink, Polly Pocket style compact.
I know sometimes that we use Polly Pocket a little too much for anything dinky.
Do we?
Maybe I do.
Maybe that was a bit high-pitched.
Maybe sometimes I use Polly Pocket as a descriptor for something that is dinky. This is Polly Pocket.
It's if Polly Pocket and a nipple had a baby.
Mm.
Do you feel like you're looking at my nipple?
I feel like, yeah. I feel like I can see areolas. The packaging is a 10 out of 10. If I had to rate it, it's a 10 out of 10.
100%. And it also has a very tiny mirror. Like they haven't spared a cent on this packaging.
No.
Which is why it's interesting that it's $45. Because this component alone, did you say 45, 50, 35? Can't remember.
Didn't I say 39?
Can't remember.
36.
36.
It is plastic packaging. I mean, it could be like heavy glass, like Fluffle by Terry in that same little kind of pebbly round shape.
Very true. Yeah. Could have been more high end.
So I guess they have spared. Expenses have been somewhat spared.
It's now a 4 out of 10.
That's really cute.
Cool. Tell me, do you want me to go first? I feel like I always ask you.
Yeah, you do.
So, I purchased this product from Sephora for us to try because, heck, it's cute. And a girl can never own too many cream blushes. And my go-to is usually the Nude Sticks Sweet Peach Peony.
Yep.
It's kind of my everyday cream blush. But I wanted something that maybe was a little less dewy and just gave me the nice colour. That's why I picked this up. And the packaging. So cute. And it's always out of stock at the moment.
Yeah, it's because out of stock again as we record this.
Rare is very new to Sephora. It was so cute that I didn't want to apply it for a few days.
Yeah.
Which definitely gives it, like that bumps up the point scale for me.
100%. Have you used your Gucci bronzer yet?
No, I'm saving it for my birthday, I've decided.
Oh my God, okay.
And
you best like it.
I know. I can't return it anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. My thoughts on the actual product are that the shade itself, it's called Nearly Neutral, and it's kind of it's like mauvey.
Like a mauvey, browny, pinky,
it's
rose.
Like Dolce Vita NARS lip pencil in a blush.
Yeah. I was actually going to say it's like Hourglass Mood Exposure powder blush put into
similar.
A cream.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a very good neutral tone. It's great for someone that maybe doesn't like wearing blush, maybe someone that gets a bit of redness, but it's still enough perkiness that you're not going to be like not like it if you like blush.
Yeah, and the formula, how it says, it's like almost a liquid in cream. Mm. I agree with in that it like melts to your finger when you're applying this with your fingers. It's very, very soft.
Interesting.
However, that's about where the things that I liked about it stopped. I just found applying it to my cheeks, I was like, oh, So nice. What a great color. Perfect for my skin tone, even though it's more of a mauve than I would usually apply. I usually go something a little bit more peachy.
It's like a warm mauve. It's got like an earthiness to it that don't make it cool.
It don't make it cool. And I thought, wow, this is nice. And I'm happy to like layer it and give it a bit of like, give myself a bit of flush, which I don't often feel with the blush. I'm a little bit blush shy. And within approximately a minute of applying it, it disappears.
Yeah. I had big Bauer Beauty deja vu when applying this because it was like, oh, cute, perky, subtle, lovely. It's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone. The color is beautiful. I wore it 3 times. Once I wore it with like a decent-ish full face. The other times I wore it with literally just concealer. And God, it was cute across the cheeks, across the nose.
Yeah, so nice on the nose.
So lovely. The best blush I've ever put on my nose. Because you can't go too peachy on your nose. But no. That was like cute sun-kissed vibes.
Mm.
And that's where I stopped liking it as well. Also, can I just say, I call absolute bullshit on Unique formula. Because this is almost identical to the old discontinued melting blushes from Too Faced in their peach collection.
Oh, yeah.
When you said it's like liquid and then melts, I mean, that's what they call those blushes, but I don't think that it's liquid. When I applied it, it felt like, as you said, a Dolce Vita lipstick from NARS. It felt like using a NARS matte lip pencil.
It has a waxiness behind it that like that remains on the skin.
Yeah, it's like really silicony. To me, it felt like applying a matte lipstick on my cheeks, and I actually found that it was almost a little hard to blend out because it didn't have that dewiness. It sort of dragged a little bit on the skin, so I had to really like buff it in. I just found that there was
a brush.
Yeah, I used a stippling brush, which I would typically use with a cream product because you can move it around, but it was like almost the wrong choice with this because it's barely a cream product. I really don't like those weird hybrid textures where you can't really tell if it's a powder or a cream. I want something to be creamy. That's not creamy. Why would you go to the faff of that? I could apply a powder blush that would stick really well and wear really well. Or I could use that, which is harder to apply than a powder but has less longevity.
I'm like, where is the color going though? Like, why can't I still feel the silicon texture on my skin? But the color is gone. Where is it going?
I want to know if it's evaporated into the air or has been drunk deep within my organs.
It truly cannot have penetrated that silicon feeling into your organs. Like, it's evaporated into the air. And I'm sitting here applying it over and over and over and over again to the back of my hand. And there's no evidence of it. There's no trace.
It's such a shame because if that packaging, that color, whatever, was in a slightly dewier formula, it'd be top notch. But it just sucks.
It's the kind of formula that you expect to buy from W7 at Chemist Warehouse, from Models Prefer It Priceline. And I know that those brands can have gems. I really do.
Yeah.
But it's the thing that you pick up because you go, that's a nice color in store, and you swatch it on the back of your hand and you get it home and you're like, this doesn't perform.
Yeah. It's like a vintage BMW that you buy because it's so cool and it's got street cred. And then you realize that it breaks every time you drive it.
Yeah. You realize that you spent more money on fixing it than you have on fuel for the year.
Yeah. On the look of the car. Yeah. The actual driving of the car. And I think what upsets me most...
What upsets me is that I want to throw it in the bin, but what a waste of money. Yeah,
and what a waste of cuteness. Take photos of it forevermore. Just keep it as a photo-taking pebble. What upsets me most is that when you apply it, and if you were to leave the house, like the first time you're using it, if you were to use this for an event or something, you would leave the house and you would feel...
Naked.
Top. No.
Oh.
Sorry. You would apply 30 seconds before you leave because you're in a bit of a hurry and you would walk out the door feeling hot shit. You'd look great. You'd have that perfect flush and you'd get to the event and your makeup would look shit because blush is such an important factor. And when that fades completely, that changes your entire face. It's not like your foundation that's like maybe losing a bit of coverage. Like you're going to lose all color within half an hour of wearing this blush. And that is a damn crime.
And even within half an hour is such a generous stretch.
Yeah. It's literally exactly the same as the Flower Beauty blush. Not in formula, but just in the way that it just disappeared. Shall we rate it?
Well, Sephora No, Rare Beauty's website rates it a 4.8.
Well, we must examine our thoughts then, because if the people on the website love it, then there must be something wrong with us. 4.5 on Sephora. Great formula. It really does melt onto the skin. It melts into the skin.
Now Lisa's going to read and bash reviews.
Hands down the best, even compared to the matte blush from Rare Beauty itself. Nearly neutral, too neutral. I have a fair complexion and it's too neutral. Put on a good amount of it and I didn't get a nice flush.
Maybe we got the wrong shade. Like maybe in a different shade it would work better.
Well, the thing is, in a different shade, it might be really bright when you put it on. So then when it fades, you still have a little bit left. But I still don't want that. I want it to look like what it does when I put it on in the morning.
Rosalinda says, love this. Very hydrating for people with dry skin.
Rosalinda doesn't know what dry skin was, even if we hit her in the face with it.
The more I work with this blush, the more I like it. First off, it's easily layered for intensity, and sometimes I pop a bit of liquid on top.
Yeah, because it's not giving you enough.
Gorgeous colour and harmony with the products. Can be worn as is or with a powder. For sure, I would buy it again.
Correct. So the people that like it are saying that they're layering it with another blush, which is really not a selling point.
A little
point.
Goes a long way as it's so pigmented.
I'm sorry, but whoever is leaving these comments is drunk. I can't even like see where they're coming from. I hate them. I'm going to rate it.
You don't need much a big amount as a bit goes a long way.
I'm going to rate it a C.
I'm going to rate it a D.
Yeah, okay. I'm only giving it a C because...
I'm only not giving it an F because of the packaging.
Yeah, I'm giving it a C because the color of it's really lovely. For the 30 seconds that it lasts on my skin, it looks really cute on my nose. And the packaging is really cute. Other than that, it's useless. So I feel like I like it as a prop. And if you were to use it to take photos of yourself and then do nothing, which like might be a useful tool to someone. I think I'm going to relegate that to a D.
It's a D. It's a D for disaster. A D for
disappearing into the skin.
Disappointment.
And a D for disappointment.
And a D for dang. Homie, where's your blush?
I don't stand by that one.
Sorry. Thank you. That's the end of that episode.
Yeah, that's the end of that chapter.
If you disagree with us,
you're wrong.
Yeah.
No. Thank you very much for listening. We will see you next week.
And don't forget to head over to our Instagram today to leave us your people who you need us to buy gifts for this Christmas. We're not buying them. You're buying them. We're just telling you what to buy.
Also, speaking of people, next week will not be a product trial. It will be a guest episode with Alison Willoughby.
Oh my goodness, of course it will.
We will see you then. Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.